Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever worked with a bully and watched as they rose through the ranks, getting promotion after promotion? In an excerpt in Fast Company, Teresa A. Daniel addresses why it feels like these individuals so often seem to win. Organizations with a culture focused on results at any cost create a situation where individuals with certain personalities seem to thrive, writes Daniel. Due to their social competence and political skills, some high-performance leaders are also able to strategically abuse coworkers and yet continue to be evaluated positively by their supervisor. She says that research suggests that abusive leaders often do better professionally than their non-abusive peers. People are impressed by their dominance. While not universally liked, the most dominant individuals were feared, which led to an increase in their social standing and resulting organizational success. So, what's the lesson here if you don't want to be the kind of person who promotes bullies, thereby cultivating a toxic workplace for others? Researchers have found that managers can avoid this trap by promoting those who cultivate strong team performance, not just strong individual performance. It's also important to ensure you're not focusing too much on those who generate a good impression, particularly in jobs that involve attracting attention and interest, such as leadership and sales, where toxic personalities can thrive, writes reporter Ariane Cohen. Bullying has serious impacts on individuals, but also on the bottom line of an organization, due to lack of employee retention and engagement. Toxic behavior is a stupid business decision, writes Pat Brothwell in a personal essay about his own experience at a toxic job. A 2019 survey by the Society for Human Resources Management found that 58% of people who quit a job due to culture cited bosses and managers as their main reason. Leaders can do many things to crack down on bullying in the office, but, of course, most of us aren't in a senior enough position to crack down on bullying. There are ways you can push back on a bullying colleague and stand up for other coworkers, however. Cognitive scientist Art Markman shares several techniques for de-escalating bullying behavior in a meeting, including avoiding rising to the same energy level, stepping in from the sidelines to support a coworker, and/or following up after the meeting with the individual. If it's an ongoing situation, seek support from others, suggest John Walker and Deborah Serco. Coworkers can talk things through with you and become your allies if they are asked to describe or even testify about a bullying incident they witnessed, they write. But it's also important to remember that the company must be committed to fostering a safe environment. By establishing policies against bullying and fostering open lines of communication, workplaces can create safer spaces that enhance the well-being and productivity of their employees.
That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.